This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. You thought the season was over. And yeah, the best time to seed your lawn is mid-August to mid-September. However, there's another option, dormant seeding. This practice involves seeding when temperatures are too low for the seed to germinate prior to winter. Germination prior to winter is bad, and seedlings will generally die if they haven't matured. Sometimes it's a bit of a waiting game at this time of year. The trick is to find the time when soils are unfrozen so that seed can be worked in slightly, yet air temperatures must be cold enough so the seed won't germinate. Wait for high daytime temperatures of 35 to 40 degrees before seeding. Your question might be, is there an advantage to dormant seeding versus spring seeding? Yes and no. A dormant seeded lawn could mature as much as 1 month faster in the spring than a spring seeded lawn. This is because some of the germination process actually starts prior to winter in a dormant seed situation, although the shoots still haven't emerged from the seed. When temperatures are adequate in the spring, complete germination occurs. In this case, the seed actually dictates when temperatures are warm enough to grow. Just like late fall, temperatures and weather patterns can be unpredictable in the spring. For this reason, the best timing for spring seeding is difficult to predict, which can delay the timing to actually sow seed. Still, there are some negative aspects of dormant seeding to consider. First, because of the spring temperature fluctuations, it's possible to have good seedling establishment initially, but a cold spell during this time will injure those seedlings. Also, there's a greater potential for seed loss over the winter due to erosion and water movement and decay. Remember, you need seed-to-soil contact. I'll have more information on GardenBite.com about dormant seeding. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.